दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज स्ट्रेस द नीड फॉर फुल यूटिलाइजेशन ऑफ इंडियाज डाइवर्स क्लाइमेट कंडीशंस टू इंक्रीज प्रोडक्टिविटी एंड एक्सपोर्ट स्ट्रेंथ। Mr. Modi also emphasized on scaling up high-value crop produce to make the country's agriculture products globally competitive. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing yesterday. He highlighted the shifting global demand and the necessity of making Indian agriculture sector export-oriented.
Aaj duniya ke bazaar khul rahe hain, global demand badal rahi hai. इस वेबिनार में अपनी खेती को एक्सपोर्ट ओरिएंटेड बनाने पर भी ज्यादा से ज्यादा चर्चा आवश्यक है। हमारे पास डाइवर्स क्लाइमेट है, हमें इसका पूरा फायदा उठाना है। एग्रो क्लाइमेटिक जोन, उस विषय में हम बहुत समृद्ध है। इस साल का बजट इन सब बातों के लिए अनगिनत नए अवसर देने वाला बजट है। प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाने की दिशा तय करता है और एक्सपोर्ट ट्रेंड को बढ़ावा देता है।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज एक्सप्रेस ग्रीफ ओवर द डिमाइस ऑफ अ मेंबर ऑफ गुजरात लेजिस्लेटिव असेंबली गोविंद भाई परमार। इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट मिस्टर मोदी सेड गोविंद भाई परमार वॉज ऑलवेज डेडिकेटेड एंड कमिटेड टू सोशल वेलफेयर एक्टिविटीज। द प्राइम मिनिस्टर कन्वेड हिज हार्टफेल्ट कंडोलेंसेज टू द बिरीव्ड फैमिली। Mr. Shah will be on a day-long visit to Haridwar in Uttarakhand today. Mr. Shah will address the program Jan Jan Ki Sarkar Char Saal Bemisal, being organized to mark 4 years of the state government. On the occasion, the Home Minister will inaugurate an exhibition showcasing the achievements of the state government, as well as a state-level exhibition focused on the new criminal laws. During the visit, Mr. Shah will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several key development projects related to the state's growth. In Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, led by popular face for prime ministerial candidate Balendra Shah, is inching towards sweeping victory in first general elections since the violent Gen Z protests in the Himalayan nation. According to the latest election commission data, out of 165 constituencies, final results have been declared for 28 seats. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has bagged 20 seats and is leading in 97 constituencies under the first past the post system. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has granted the aerodrome license to Yamuna International Airport Private Limited for Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Budh Nagar of Uttar Pradesh. The airport has been licensed under the public use category for all weather operations. The conflict in West Asia entered its eighth day today. U.S. President Donald Trump ruled out any deal with Iran, calling for its unconditional surrender. On social media, Trump said the U.S. and its allies will work to help rebuild Iran economically once it agrees to capitulate. On the Iranian side, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. The United States has granted Air India an amended foreign air carrier permit, allowing the airline to operate passenger, cargo and charter flights between the two countries. The U.S. Department of Transportation issued the final order this week, concluding its review. The authorization includes flights from India to the U.S. and beyond. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles semi-finals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Lakshya defeated China's Li Shifeng in the quarter-final last night. The world number 12 Lakshya will face Canada's Victor Lai in the last four clash today. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. Led by Surya Kumar Yadav, the defending champions reached the final after a thrilling 7-run victory over England in the semi-final, powered by Sanju Samson's 89 of 42 balls and a record team total of 253 for the loss of 7 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.